She was pregnant, boy, I'll tell you. Yeah, I was afraid to have sex. I knew the kid was there. I didn't want to dent the head. I was picturing my kid coming out. Gee, Dad, you poked my eye out. She had morning sickness and weird food cravings I couldn't understand. Every day, my wife's vomiting, you know? She's like kneeling in front of the toilet. I'm holding on to her shoulders in case she got sucked into the bowl. It's happened to me. 10 minutes later, she finishes. She sits on the bed. Do you think the Chinese restaurant's open? I have never puked and gone, hey, sweet and sour pork, that'll do me. I've been very proud of myself. I was there for the whole birth process, though. Obviously, conception. But... But I had to meet the doctor who was going to deliver, you know. We interviewed him, the OBGYN. Sounds like a Star Wars character. I'm the OBGYN. Ooh, I'm going to see your wife's vagina. And we're interviewing. He's like this really good-looking doctor. I'm starting to get jealous. My wife's sitting there smiling away. All of a sudden, she stands up. She pulls her pants down. I said to the guy, how'd you do that? You didn't even buy her dinner. Then he pulls a camera out. I said, I've been trying that for 6 months. And then we did the Lamaze class. I went to every class. My wife chose to breathe through her pain, which I admire women. Men couldn't breathe through a paper cut. But throw those classes out the window. That's to make the guy feel good, you know. I'm supposed to be the coach. She's having a contraction in the hospital. I'm going, okay, here we go, honey. Hey, hey. Oh, oh. She's like, get the hell away from me! You're annoying, yeah, bad breath, get a Tic Tac. Come on, honey, it's what we learned. Hee hee hoo hoo. She grabs me by the neck. Epidural! Epidural! I'm in the hallway freaking out. Where's Dr. Epidural? Get him in here now, she's gonna kill me. This guy comes in and he hooks her up with this stuff. She's like, hello, angel. She's in a good mood and loving me. I got that guy on speed dial. And they should warn you what the babies look like when they come out. I thought it would come out like a doll. Instead, he comes out. Whoa, put him back in. He's got to bake a little while longer. My wife's a good-looking woman. She gave birth to an alien. He's bald with a point on his head. People go, oh, he looks like you. Instead of, I was from Jupiter. I got to sand down a point and give him a Rogaine. And I figured out one thing. When a woman sees a baby, they always go, aww. That's because you can't think of anything to say. You just go, aww. That's an ugly baby. He looks like E.T. And anybody as a boy can attest to this when they come out. Oh, the nutsack on this kid. Am I right? The testicles. I'm like, oh my God, what have you been doing in there for 9 months? They're this big. This kid could sit on a toilet and teabag. He's got these big teabagging balls. He's just born. I was impressed. I'm going, all right, there's the wheels. Where's the cannon? I expected a matching set. Instead, he's got this little bitty nugget pecker. Oh, my God, it's an innie. I was concerned. I said, hey, Doc, his penis looks a little small. He said, that's on the small side. That's my wife's side of the family. Call my wife's brothers up. Do you guys have little dicks and pointy heads? Well, you ruined my son, damn it. I didn't have him circumcised. I didn't take any more off. I love my son. I must love him. I chase after him all over the house trying to sniff his ass. That's love. It's not like I can smell from here. I don't have a very good nose. I always have to pull him all the way. I wish I would have peeked. If this kid ever goes to therapy and talks about me when he's older, I'm going to bust in that therapist's office. I sniffed his ass. I'm still trying to cope, you know. We're trying to have another kid now. Everything's about the kid. I was hanging out with my single friends the other day. We're at this outdoor cafe. They're checking out every babe that goes by. My buddy goes, whoa, look at the rack on her. I'm going, look at that stroller she's pushing. That's a Graco 2000. That's a true story. Yeah, I'm a good father. Try to be a good husband, you know. Ladies, maybe you can all help us out. What are you looking for in a man? Anything you're looking for, just yell it out. Qualities in a man. Yell out your qualities. Sensitive? Oh, my God. Marry an ice skater.
I'm sensitive to your feelings. Sensitive has three S's.
What else do you want, ladies? Anything else? Sense of humor? I actually read that in a magazine. Number one thing a woman's looking for is a sense of humor. And when I read that, that's when I found out women lie too. Come on, I made some women laugh tonight. I don't see you all throwing your panties at me up here. Oh, tell another knock-knock joke. Oh, stop, comedy boy. You are making me moist. Oh, give me another joke, harder. Yeah, right. You know how long a sense of humor lasts? About a month. And everything the guy says after that, you're annoying me. That's a true story. What else do you want, ladies? Anything? What else? Honesty? Oh, yeah, right. Do you really want us to be honest?
You're right. I do want to bang your sister. I'm just being honest.
How's that working out for you? What else you want, ladies? Come on, any other qualities you're looking for? A big dick? How big is big?
Bigger than big.
Bigger than big. Can you be a little more vague? Inches? How many inches? What are you talking about? That was an awfully deep voice on a woman. How was that? I hear big dick.
9 inches. I need 9.
Nine inches. I got that before I'm hard. What are you laughing at?